going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Back to old school with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We're live on the stream with the Gleam. Got a text here. 3576 says, I thought it was you. Take the good with the bad. And then you get the facts of life. So, yeah, I mean, that's. This part of this, what it is, man. I think it's, you know, whether it's the transfer portal or, you know, your kid making mistakes. I mean, you just got to just, you know, somehow learn how to roll with the punches, I guess. But, you know, the one thing I keep saying, and obviously, you know, with the draft and it's no different than the transfer portal. It's a learning process. With the transfer portal, just because you don't get them the first time, you get them the second time. And the draft is different because you're not choosing, they're choosing you. So you have to learn how to play by their rules. And sometimes those rules are in the common sense of things, are they a big deal? Because both parties can be right, but the only party that matters that's right is the one that's paying you and the one that's picking you. That's because they're ultimate, you know, decision maker. So if I was a young kid, even in high school, and everything's great, you know, don't get swallowed up in your own, you know, tornado of thinking that, you know, that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, because very easily, you know, things that you do in high school can follow you for some time. And if you follow the common sense rule of kind of stay in your own lane and work hard and treat people with as much respect as possible, it'll definitely work out for you. Now, I don't think that Shador was ever disrespectful to anybody. I think he probably came in and tried to go. What he tried to do is go through. And this is also something as well. The NFL has drastically changed since Deion got off the NFL network 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
But I think Shador tried to take the same approach that his dad took at the combine. Well, you're not your dad. I'm not Chuck. I was not Chuck Foreman. I didn't play the same position. Neither did Shador, but I was talking about the type of athlete, you know, and type of prospect. And so, you know, it was a lesson learned, a lesson paid for. He seemed to bounce back pretty well. His jersey sales are really good. He's out and doing the, you know, out in the community, which he's always done. Probably never got enough credit for it, which you heard about some of the things he was doing on his own without cameras in Colorado and Boulder. So, you know, it's a life lesson for him. Luckily for him, his lesson is a little bit lessened, considering that the only thing that's probably bruised is his ego. His bank account is fat. It's been fat. And probably he just understands, you know, it's no different than, you know what the equation is, Austin? It's like, you know, sometimes you hang out with your buddies, you know, you can be more free and loose. And then when you got to go for a job interview, you got to be more tightened up.
Yeah.
So it was playtime in college. Which NIL, funny money, he's like, you know, it's like being the banker in Monopoly. It's all great, mm-hmm. except for when you got to go to work, that, you know, you got FDIC and stuff like that, regulations, right. And that's it.
The other part that I do think is interesting is that college football isn't as centralized or localized as the NFL is. The NFL is about the Shield, right? Yeah. First and foremost, at the end of the day.
College football is about the players.
College football is about the players. College right. football is a lot more regional. Right. Yeah. There's a lot more. And I can say the NFL fans aren't passionate, but there's so many more subgroups of fans by college towns. It's a different vibe than the NFL in NFL towns. And there's not, you know, one college football union, right? It's not like even all the teams in the Power Four are united behind, we all have to do what's best for the college football playoff. That's not it at all. Whereas in the NFL, you know when there's a rogue owner. You know when there's a Dan Snyder. You know when there are teams that are working in rational self-interest. That's all 32 teams. But then teams that are acting straight selfishly or owners that are, you know, going a little bit crazy. And if the owners get called out for that, and they're supposed to be the ones that are like the hub of the business, they're putting the league first. What do they care about one player? Especially when it's not nosed rookie.
Yeah, how they're gonna you're just a commodity. You can call it whatever you want. You can compare it to things that weren't so positive in the past. But that's, I mean, that's honestly, here's the deal. The NBA is about the players. Right? It's the LeBron, Curry, and all them, and Ant-Man and all that. NFL is about teams or the league.
Yeah.
In the league first before teams. And the owners play a big part in that. Now, there's not as many people on the roster in the NBA, so you have to, because those are actually your direct business partners.
Yeah.
You got to go in the locker room, and you guys travel on the same planes, on private planes, and so you guys have a lot of more intimate conversations versus, like, football, you know, it's constant moving roster. Obviously, in college it is as well, so you don't even have the longevity of rivalries anymore. It's very, very passive. Now, they do a lot of things that's comparable to NFL, but when you get to the NFL and the way they run stuff, and they have essentially one overseer as a commissioner, works for the owners, and the players are kind of off on your own, and you got to find your way, you know, to navigate through it, and you got to make sure that the player union rep is working for you and not with them, you know, because it's not like baseball, where it's like Tony Clark, he working straightly for the players, and he making sure they get every dollar. The NFL, you know, is always going to be about the players or about the teams. And that's why they can make these type of decisions. And, it, you know, like I said, you brought up Daniel Snyder, and him being essentially kicked out of the club. Haslam has, as of right now, has been put on notice. And I think he's got it back in somewhat line.
Richardson
and Tepper. And that's more or less Richardson, I think, became a little bit, I think he obviously was older.
Yeah.
And that was more or less, you don't want a black eye on his legacy. Tepper, he has some eyes on him now. Now, he has so much money, and he has maybe a little bit more of a...
He got the warning shot. Like, hey, that's not what we do here.
And he has a little bit of a, you know, still good connection because he was, you know, part ownership in Pittsburgh. But he might be, he needs to tighten up. But this is what I talked about, collusion. You don't have, like, those, they all think alike. Majority of them think alike. Some of them don't think, like, they understand, they all think alike. Majority of them act alike. So they just kind of knew what the deal was. And no matter how much money Shedeur Sanders got in college, he ain't even close to them dudes. So they just like, dude, you're the garbage man, and like in their neighborhood, you know, you're in the small house, and we're in the States, and you're just in the little street named after you. So I think it's a harsh reality of that. But then also I think the talent isn't probably like Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams have had as much or more coming in and had weirder conversations with him. With executives and more demands. He had demands for the Bears while he was in college. So I remember doing some stuff with Big Ten and then coming out, you know, halfway through the season, what he's told the Bears. Because remember, people don't realize this is how quick things can change. People don't realize that he was trying to get USC to get donors to pay him $20 million to stay in college.
Ten, I think.
Right?
Either way, to
not go to the Bears.
Yeah.
Now, if Shedeur did that, they probably, oh, that's daddy and all that. But so he's done some things that rub people the wrong way. And so, you know, at this point, but I think his talent allowed it. Now, the talent didn't allow it. This time, there's not a comparison to Eli and Shedeur player for player. The only comparison is the way the Manning family handled it versus the way Deion handled it. And that was the ultimate mistake. And so, if I'm a younger player, again, don't have your head in the sand, walking around, and I call it getting your belly rubbed and your back, you know, getting the pat on the back and not understanding what's going on. Because if you're not learning from these experiences, then you're doing yourself a disservice. And it's not anybody else's job to do it. It's your job.
And more important than what's happened so far is what happens next, right?
Well, there's always somebody that's going to fall in the draft.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a story. It's always drama. That's the way it is. The NBA draft, there'll be people that don't. I mean, you got to think how many people were drafted in front of Joker.
Right? 40-some.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happens.
Johnny Flynn went before Steph Curry.
Right. And he was, I don't even know if he got to like past 3 years. And he was wild man up in Minnesota.
Ricky Rubio made it.
Yeah.
Johnny Flynn, not so much.
Yeah. Quick, though.
Quick.
So it can happen to anybody. And I think the biggest thing is you know, learning from it. And you know, Shador's in a good spot. And see where it goes. And the perception and the reality thing is always, I think, is individual based. Because you got, you know, we talked about, you know, some of the things that, you know, Abdul Carter asked for and all this stuff and so forth and so on. And what's a big deal? What's not a big deal? But you also got to understand where you're at in reality. And so if you get a dose of reality, you know, you gotta be a man and handle it. And so this is going to see where this is going to be more about what he's about, what he's made of versus his talent. His talent's there. He's going to be a good, he could be a good quarterback. You know, just got to work hard like everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that feeling. You get drafted, you know, fifth round. You know, I didn't, you know, I was showing up to Buffalo with two nickels to rub, but I had no money. But, you know, you got to go. You're not going to get every opportunity to prove yourself. You got to be ready, and you're going to have limited opportunities. That's the difference.
Are Buffalo and Cleveland the same city in different states?
Yeah. Cleveland's a little bit bigger, obviously, but yeah. Same type of people, hardworking people. Love their team.
Snowy.
I think, you know, and you both get lake effect snow. Mm-hmm. Hard nose. Support their teams. They know good football. They know good players. And right for the picking.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
I think Josh Allen is perfect for Buffalo, was perfect and developed into being perfect guy in Buffalo. He loves Buffalo. I think Shador has a little bit harder road to go. but if he can,
you don't say,
if he can just get focused on football and work and then eliminate all the noise, especially when it's football time, you'll have a different conversation middle of the season of next year. If you don't, then you're going to give them everything they want. The worst thing that he could do is play into their perceptions and wants. That should drive you more than anything. You know, because you fight two things, you know, and it's the same person. You know, and it's the belief and the doubt. And you fight not believing in the belief because at this point with him, your ego's bruised and it's like, do I want it? Because the soft thing is, you could just look at your bank account and you could look at your Twitter followers or whatever social media platform. That can make you fight the belief, you know, or build that fight building that belief.
Yeah.
But on the other thing is don't fight squeezing the doubt. But at the end of the day, you got to do the same things to do both. And so once you decide to do it, they both will go away, but they maximize the belief.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to weather the storm that you potentially are going to have both mentally and physically in Cleveland with the storm at any point in the season. So we'll see what happens, moving forward.
How much are teams able to evaluate the circle around these guys? Right.
Like
Shador, obviously we've talked a lot about, but Abdul Carter, right? Like how much did the Giants know? Did they guess that like, hey, this guy's a risk to call up Lawrence Taylor out of the blue and ask for his number?
I think right now things are so lax. You know, and I think these kids are so young, they don't understand the hierarchy, and he's just doing what he always done. You got to think he went to Penn State and they gave him 11.
Yeah.
So you think, you know, this is kind of what he's done, and he feels that he's going to be a great player. You love the confidence. It's a big step up going from college to the pros. So they know everything. I remember when I was potentially getting drafted. They were calling up like high school coaches and stuff like that, and you know, asking people around, you know, here and stuff. And
did they call Lane?
No.
Ah.
No. No, they ain't call Lane. I don't even know. I wonder what Lane would have said. I wonder if I ran into him and stuff. He's pretty cool though. A few times I've seen him, he's pretty cool. I ain't got no beef. I like Lane. You know, he's always been quirky. Always kind of been his deal. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They called up everybody. And then, you know, here's the thing. And this is where I'll talk about. And I understand the reasoning of being worried about Deion. I do understand it. I would be dumb to say it don't. I don't believe it, number one, because he's a college coach.
Yeah.
He's got stuff to handle. He's got his own problems. Mm-hmm. So the problem that you got built up in your mind is the same thing he has to deal with back in Colorado. He's got to deal with the expectations and people doubting him. Yeah. He's got to be laser focused, not having Travis Hunter, who's the ultimate eraser, two-way player. Shiloh, who was a big hitter, who was a, you know, probably if he didn't get hurt and went through that little 2 or 3 weeks of not really playing well, he'd probably get drafted. And then one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, along with everybody else, the receivers and everything. He's got a big task. He can't worry about whether you're running it on third down versus passing on third medium. So So, but I do understand it because of the iconic and the figure and the perception. And I don't know what he was up for, the Dallas Cowboys job in some form or fashion. So you're thinking like, okay, is the owner making, or do we draft him? And then his dad's coming, is his dad calling the owners up? And, you know, I'm getting pushed out the door. Like, I do understand that, but I don't believe it. But I understand it. You do both. And plus, I think if you know if you're handling business, you ain't worried about it because you're going to buck up to him. Because a lot of those coaches got more experience coaching than he does. So you really, you know, when you know what you're doing, you can really have those type of conversations, and he will respect that if you have to have that conversation. Now, I have experience in it that when I was up for the draft, and I found this out later, I wouldn't say Denny Green was a little intimidated, like, with the presence of my dad and me coming in and maybe thinking that I would have had to been pushed to start. But I know it was out there. And then I know it was out there. They was like, yeah, him and his boys, they're going to tear Minneapolis up. So I understand it. Now, my dad wasn't like that. My dad wasn't around that much. You know what's funny? At that point in time, there was a big issue between ownership and former players. And it was Red McCombs now.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then, you know, before that, he had Mike Lynn. So, you know, like, I guess you quit the college. It was a long time of, like, some serious issues that were above any of the head coaches. And it wasn't, like, led by my dad, but it was, I mean, Bud Grant went around a while. None of the players came around none. And then Denny Green did some good things, and he wanted to do his way. You know, and coaches are petty. I mean, like, you know, Denny Green, he got rid of Chris Dolman for personal reasons. And then brought him back because, like, I need some sacks.
Wait.
And so, you know, me dropping in, you know, going.
Now the personal reason is my job security.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's the reason why they didn't draft me. I thought they were going to draft, because Scott Studwell was – I was a ball boy for Scott. I've been knowing Scott Studwell since I was in diapers. I've been knowing him my whole life. Oddly enough, I run into him all the time when I go home. I've been knowing him my whole life. Mm-hmm. And he was a linebacker coach. He was up there. I mean, he, you know, I know he would want to draft me and stuff, but so I don't think it was apples out. So I do see how that can happen. Now, look, I didn't do anything that I want, you know, to get in trouble or anything to get slide, but I do understand a little bit how you have a presence as a father figure. It does intimidate people. It does. I mean, that's and it's all perception, because my dad was never around. You know, he can't, you know, like my dad, like I had to look for him in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I was telling somebody the story, like when I first moved to Minnesota, you know, I played running back. I was scoring. I mean,
that band was struck up.
It struck up, you know, and my dad never got out of the car. Mm-hmm. He'd watch in the car, or like when I'd play basketball. Now I knew where he'd be because he'd come in real late, then he'd always sit up at the top. Never say anything. I think he talked to the coach once or twice, and it was warranted, you know. But he never made, you know, so he didn't change in college either. But I mean, his biggest thing was like, you know, figure it out, you know, and always find a way or whatever and stuff like that. So I don't know what, I mean, I'm sure the Vikings were, you know, and there was, and There's guys on the team presently then that was like jealous of my dad that didn't have no reason to, because they were like two different age groups.
You know? How different is that family dynamic in the NFL versus college?
Just depends on the situation.
In college it's all about, oh, you know, relation, family, bloodline.
Yeah.
Get him here, you know.
Yeah, legacy. Get him here. Yeah, or get him here. Fanfare, Twitter, and all that. NFL is like, they don't want no problems, mm-hmm. And it wouldn't have been a problem. I mean, heck, I was a fifth round draft choice. They could have probably cut me if they wanted. It's different though, you know. And you know, everybody wants to mark their territory. So I do understand where teams might have been apprehensive of. I mean, listen, the amount of stuff that comes with Shador. Is not in what I was bringing. I was just bringing the Minneapolis Dogs. That's all I was. And we was going to, we would have never went.
Escalated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would have just been in the beginning. And they all, I mean, they all got, you know, corporate jobs now. We would just be kicking it tough. But maybe, you know, but I will tell you this. They signed another local kid that I knew very well. And he proceeded to do the things that they thought I would do. He tore up like some hotel room. I think it lasted like 2 days.
Two days?
Yeah. Well,
not one, not three.
Because they put you up because you're a rookie. They party so hard. Got kicked out of the hotel. Just imagine 7th round pick. They're like, you got to get up out of here. They're cutting me. I don't even think he even got the mini camp.
Whoops.
Yeah. So it's, you know how it is, man. It's just part of the deal, but I do understand it.
Yeah.
Me and my dad used to laugh at it, though. I had a coach or two that was like intimidating. He was like, I got more problems than worry about. He's like, you just need to play hard.
Yeah.
That was it. So, but some guys, you can get in your own head, man. It's tough.
And once you get that thought in your head,
then it magnifies.
It magnifies. And even if you think you've moved on, it's always in the back of your head. Something's going to trigger it.
Here's where it magnifies with one coach. It magnifies with one, when you know you're not doing it right. And the only reason I know you weren't doing it right, because I divulged it, but it, you know, it was told. Yeah. But it didn't affect me at all. Because I figured, like, once I get out there, I'm going to play.
Right.
You know, and I liked the men in Minnesota, though, man. Denny Green, plus he was having, you know, fried food and stuff on Fridays.
Woo!
Yeah.
Manny's right down the street.
Yeah, I've been a lot of home-cooked meals. Listen, I might have been drafted late, but I would have been taken care of. Hey, Austin, I would have been living large. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. I think maybe they did. It's like, hey, this dude going to be down there and having a VIP card at Manny's.
Too comfortable.
Yeah, 7th Steakhouse. Yeah, don't worry about playing me. I'll stay home. I don't need to be game day inactive. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, you know, don't worry about me staying in the hotel. I've been living the high life, man. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, come back, short segment. Then we're going to be Lighthouse Wednesdays with yours truly.
Hello.
Jay
Foreman in the house.
We're going to be in the building. Woo! Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.